Christian soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. When did we start thinking following Jesus would make our life become more fun and easy? Jesus himself said, "Take up my cross." Jesus did not say, "Put on a cross necklace."
Jesus is quoted by three gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, saying four times, as in Mark 8:34, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." First Peter 5:8 and 9. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith."
Start teaching others that Jesus will mend the problems if we pray right words. Jesus said, "We're at war with evil." He promised we'd suffer persecution or death. Thank you.
Jesus said in John 8:44 that Satan is real and the father of lies. In John 10:10, he said Satan is a real destroyer, but Jesus came to bring us abundant life. John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
When did most churches begin teaching blessings as God's promise to have riches and health? God says through James, rejoice in your troubles. From them we grow in trust of our God's plan. Satan is dangling apple temptations, trying to make you forget his name.
Through James 1:2, God tells us we will have many trials and temptations by evil. We're at war. God gives us the victory plan through James 4:7 and 8. Run away from Satan. Run toward God. Jesus said at the end of John 16, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.